Today's message for Monday, 17th of January, 2022. The topic for today is The Value of Instruction. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. For his God doth instruct him to discretion, and doth teach him, Isaiah 28 verse 26. Everyone who has achieved anything of value in this world has had to be instructed. From the formal school system to the wisdom of mentors. Access to instructions and obedience to same have been instrumental to building successful and great men. The most significant body of instructions, however, is the one that comes from God. To achieve good success and possess riches without trouble, the Lord God must instruct you to discretion. Such instructions could come to you directly as you engage the Spirit of God and the Scriptures, or through God's trusted servants. The Bible is full of examples of men who got ahead in life by following divine instructions. From Noah to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, accessing and obeying God's instructions was the key to their survival and success. Moses, Joshua, David, and many other saints of old did the impossible and towered above their contemporaries by leveraging on the instructions of the Lord. But in order to access divine instructions, you must have a personal relationship with God to begin with. The successful entrepreneur referred to in today's Bible verse was instructed by his God. We cannot overemphasize the importance of personal relationship with God in this matter. A close walk with God positions you aright to receive instructions and guidance from Him. You cannot live your life apart from God or far away from Him, and expect to be guided by His instructions that bring blessings. You must first draw near to God. What should you do? Remove the barrier between you and God. Deal with those things that make you displeasing to Him. Let your feet be no longer far from God's house, your eyes no longer far away from His words, and let your ears be ever attentive to His voice. Then, divine instructions that bring success will flow to you ceaselessly. Further Bible reading. Isaiah 28 verse 23 to 29. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.